I would appreciate your prayers today. I do have a burden on my heart. I need the Holy Spirit to help me to deliver it. And I need you to join in with me in prayer that we will be able to get the message and in a way that it'll benefit each one of us. We are going to write something on the board. And I'll just do it. Before I write it on the board, I'm going to tell you how my mind is kind of running. My heart is very full today. Sister Sarah sang the song that is kind of like my theme song. And it just really brings me a lot of joy when I hear that song. And I was very thankful for that. It's been God every step of the way. Every step of the way, and I can still say it, and I appreciate Brother Philip Matthews. I think he's the one that composed that song, and it's just been a blessing over the years, and each time I hear it, it just renews my desire to allow the Lord to continue every step of the way to perfect, to bless, and to help, and to lift the burdens that we have in life. And you know, sometimes we think about some things are very vital. We'll be talking about something that's very vital. You cannot do without it. It is necessary. And we're going to put it on the board. You might sing a chorus, and I'll put it on real quickly. Then we'll come back with some supporting thoughts and some scriptures. Amen. Help us, Lord. Thank the Lord. We appreciate all the songs today. We have written a subject on the board. Prayer is the vital key. It is the vital key. We cannot develop in the spiritual walk with the Lord without prayer. When we come at the beginning, we need to come and pray and ask forgiveness for our sins. So therefore, it is very vital. We will be developing that thought very soon. When did man first begin to pray? That's a good question, isn't it? But I believe over here in Genesis 4 and 26, we read, Seth also had a son named Enoch. People began to call on the name of the Lord. And before this passage, if I'm not mistaken, most of the conversations with God were initiated by him, or he would give a vision or something like that. But this is one time that I found in the Bible. There may be another one, but this will be a good beginning. For you Bible scholars, you can check that out and please share it with me. Prayer is necessary for our spiritual growth and development. We read we remember the lyrics of a youth song that says, read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. And the little children enjoy doing that because they start small and they get bigger and they grow, grow, grow. And it says, neglect or forget to read your Bible every day, and what's going to happen to you? You're going to shrink, 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 and you're going to lose your strength that you had in the Lord and your connection. So we want to keep that in mind. We don't want to neglect our prayer life. It is very, very vital and very important. The definition of prayer is to make an entreaty or supplication, to plead, to address God with adoration, confession, our thanksgiving. Thank the Lord. And he already sang the song about prayer is the key and sweet hour of prayer. These are some things to help us as we go through our journey of life. Prayer is the key on the bended knee to open the morn's first hours. You've heard a portion of a song. Very, very important. Do not neglect it. And it says, see the incense rise to the starry skies like perfume from the flowers. We should enjoy our relationship and our communication with God with prayer. It is a wonderful thing to be able to pray because it's like our soul is connecting with God, and that's the way that we communicate. Isn't that a wonderful thing? It should not be a dread to pray. But Lord, I'm coming. This is my daily manna. I need you. And you can pray all times of the day. You don't have to say, I'm only going to pray at 5:30 in the morning, for example. But all through the day, when the occasion comes, when your mind turns, Lord, I need you. You can whisper that prayer. A prayer can be lengthy, or it can be just a thought, or just a very quick, oh Lord, have mercy. How many times have we heard people have been almost in an accident, and what do they say? Something like, oh Lord, help. And the Lord comes in on the scene and he answers prayer. It's a wonderful thing for us to remember that we can pray, and it's always in season, and it's always in order. Thank the Lord, because you can whisper a silent prayer in your heart and the Lord sees it. And also he knows about our groanings and things too. Sometimes I've been in prayer and the words don't always come, but I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is right there and it communicates and it blesses. And also sometimes with our prayer, we have something else. We have some tears that come. We're not talking about those tears of sympathy, but because of the burden that we have upon our heart and our mind, and the Spirit can just get all of that working together and communication and blessing. And isn't that wonderful? Sweet hour, sweet time of prayer. It is very, very vital, very needed in today. You know, we think about, it's another song that says it's time to pray. It is certainly time to pray. America, and not only America, our nations need God, and we people need God. Our families are in difficult situation. We need to awaken to the hour and pray and pray and pray some more. Pray with the right attitude. Don't be like the man that said, I'm not like this publican. I think that's what he said. And he fasted twice in a day and did all those things. That's in the scripture. But Lord, have mercy upon us is what we need today. So prayer is very important. May the Lord encourage us today. We need to have the right attitude when we go before the Almighty God. And we need to not go in a lifted up manner, but in humility of heart, Lord. We want to pray that the will of God would be done in everybody's life and in the circumstances. This is very important. May the Lord help us today. We're praying that the Lord would touch the hearts of the people that are out there in the congregation, the people that we meet on the business, the business situation, and all around us, there's a great need for prayer. May the Lord energize us that we will go forward and pray even more than we have before. We sing a song. I remember it said, let us do what? Go back to our Father's praying ground. It's too far away. Some have strayed. Just now and then a soul is saved. You heard that before. But we want to go back to our Father's praying ground. You don't have to go back that far. Just go back however far you need to go and pray to the Lord. Remember, if you don't pray, your soul is going to be weak. You're not going to be able to face the challenges that that the enemy has out there. And I want to remind you, the enemy has some tricks and some traps out there for you. He has some snares tailor-made for you with your little name on it. Just think about it that way. So we want to be able to be fortified. We want to pray on until the answer come. We don't want to pray just for a little while. And it seems like conditions have gotten worse and I'm tired and I'm weary, but no, keep on praying. Have that burden of prayer and the Lord will bless us today. So we appreciate God's goodness to us so very much. All right. So we already mentioned that, how that man ought to always pray. Turn with me to Luke 18. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness unto us. And also, thank you, Lord, for helping me to relax a little bit and to get going in the direction that you want us to go in. We appreciate your prayers. We feel the power of prayer. And this is Luke 18:1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Vital. We don't want to faint in our spiritual warfare, but we want to be prayer warriors and we want to be equipped. And when exercising faith with our prayers, and the Lord will surely bless us. So we appreciate it's a privilege to take everything to God in prayer. And another song says, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Everything, no reservation. So we appreciate God today. We're thankful that we're not living in the time when there was no open vision. Remember over there in 1 Samuel 3:1, there was not an open vision, but we're thankful that we can go to the Lord, each one individually, and you don't have to say the words that Sister Phil says, but say it in your own language. Communicate with God and he'll bless you. So we appreciate that today. In 1 Samuel 3:1, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. We heard about the word of the Lord. It's still precious today, and we appreciate it. There was no open vision. There was a condition at that time, and it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. Notice 3. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. It went on, went on and told what was happening there. But the Lord gave Eli a vision and a dream, and he let him know that you're going to have to give some warning to this condition that's going on, that is not good, and he was yet but a child. But the Lord was able to deal with children. Children can learn to pray too. It is vital. They need God. Sometimes at school, they have things that are going on. You've heard about it. There's some bullying and some other things that happen in the schools, and children need to learn how to be able to pray, to communicate with God. It's going to be very valuable. I thought of Sister Doris. She has a burden for children, which is wonderful. Get them before they get into these pitfalls of sin. And then we try to get their life untangled with the Spirit of God. But an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You've heard that saying, but it's true. May the Lord help us to have a greater burden for the children. Teach them how to pray. Those simple prayers is going to be valuable to them as they go through life. But here we have Eli. And he was younger Eli was the man that was older than Samuel. And isn't that right? And Eli was able to tell him he perceived that the Lord had called the child. Notice about it. And so he went on and he revealed it. 11, and the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. Notice that a child giving, getting this type of a revelation, but may the Lord help us today. All right. And in that day, I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I began, I will also make an end. Notice how that this is a message, and no doubt he could have been fearful and uneasy about delivering it to him, but he also recognized that he must be obedient. May the Lord help us. And he went forth with it and he delivered it to Eli, and it came to pass. Lord, have mercy. So I want you to remember this important of this is that the child was able to get the message through and get it through accurately in answer to prayer is what I'm talking about with our children. You need to be able to instruct them in such a way that when the Lord is speaking and communicating with their heart, that they will be able to recognize this is important and this is something that I should take seriously. May the Lord encourage us today. All right, we appreciate that. There's other children where God has blessed them, but I want to move on right now. Notice with me in St. John 3:16, that God so loved us that he was willing to give his only begotten son. We thank the Lord because he is so good. We will be reading that here soon. Thank the Lord. Amen. God is so good to us today. We thank him for his love and his faithfulness. And he has surely been a great help in my life. I thank the Lord how that he's still blessing and still helping each one of us. St. John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We thank the Lord because Jesus' birth, he was born of a virgin, but he had a birth. He was able to live here on earth, I believe 33 or some years like that. He had a death and he had a resurrection. He's alive and living well. And we thank the Lord. He ushered in the new covenant. There's salvation and redemption from sin for mankind. Isn't it wonderful? So we can pray to him today. He's our mediator and he's our helper. We appreciate it so very much. We do not have to. We're able to communicate spiritually, and that is a wonderful thing, and we appreciate it today. We don't have to go to the priest. We don't have to offer a blood offering of animal sacrifice, but we can go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Isn't it wonderful? A vital key that we need to bombard the darkness that's in our world. We're living in perilous times, and we surely need to be on our knees praying. If you're not on your knees praying, praying in your heart sincerely, Lord, have mercy. Spare the life. Spare us, dear Lord. We need you. Another song says, wait a little longer. Remember you sing that, please, Jesus. That's a little more time to get our loved ones in. We want the Lord to have mercy. And the Lord is having mercy. And while we're praying, we want to be thankful and thank the Lord for what he's done for us, because he's done some wonderful things. And it could be worse than it is right here today, but we're thankful that it's not. So we want to live in a prayerful attitude. We want to, as we're praying, to remember to count our blessings. because we are really blessed and God is so good. We're thankful that we're addressed in our right minds, that we can still call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord is so good. There's just so many things that we can pray about. We don't want to pray a selfish prayer either. We want to broaden our horizon and take in all mankind, because I think when I'm praying, I think about those people that I don't even know their names. And I want to tell you, I know the names of quite a few people, but those that I don't know that are strangers, but they have a soul, and I pray for them. When I go shopping, like at Brahms or somewhere, and I might meet somebody and the Lord impresses me and I get a concern for they have a soul, and Lord, they need the Lord, and I may not ever see them again, but they have a soul. And sometime I'll go a little further, I'll give them a tip, and I'll say, God bless you, and they'll say, thank you. And I said, okay, that's just a little indicator I'm praying for you. May the Lord help us today. So we appreciate it. Let me tell you about, we have a mediator, Hebrews 12 and 24, and it reads, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. I'm not going to get all the verses in, but I want to point you in the right direction. So we thank God. We sang the song Without the Blood also, and other things that went right along there together. All right, thank the Lord. In Matthew 6 and 5, we have a good way, a pattern that we can pray. Let's see here. We're probably not going to read all of it, but I want to remind us of it in Matthew 6 and 5 and 13. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, shut the door of your mind and all of that, pray to the Father which is in secret, and to thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, notice it, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of, not so much what you want, before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, give him reverence and honor. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth. Thank the Lord, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. Lord, we need that forgiveness of our debts, and holding people. Oh, Lord, that's another message in itself. As we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Like Sister Betty says it. Let's put that emphasis in there. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, some people will hold on. They don't want to forgive. They will not forgive. Lord, have mercy. Neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Lord, help us today. If you're holding your brother, oh, you can't go very far, because that's a weight to you. But we want to pray about that also, that the Lord can help us and bless us. You know, there's different types of prayers. We're not going to be able to get it all in today. We have a personal prayer that you pray. There's a corporate prayer. prayer that you can pray, or a group prayer. And you know, Sarah, there's an intercessory prayer. There's lots of prayers. Some people say there's a sinner's prayer. I know when you come to the Lord for forgiveness, but all of these things are important and very vital. If you notice in Acts, when Peter, I believe, was in trouble, and what happened? The church was praying for him, and we unite together when there's a special need. And the Lord moves because we're all focusing in on that, I believe, and the Lord is really good to help us out. But let's see here. It was when Peter, I think the church was praying, and the Lord answered the prayer there. I'm going to read a little bit of that. Acts 12 and 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. And it wasn't because he was a criminal that he was in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing. Prayer without ceasing. I remember when I was younger, even before I was about a teenager, but I remember when there would be somebody sick in our congregation. This was in another state. They would arrange to have somebody with that person praying around the clock, day and night, until that person got better or until that condition improved. They would arrange it, and that's kind of like ceasing, but we can't always be there praying around the clock, but we can have a prayer in our heart. We can have a concern. We can do what we can when we think about it. Send that prayer on up to heaven. It's vital. We talked about prayer is the vital key, and Lord, help us today. So here we was, Peter, and they were praying without ceasing of the church and to God for him. And you know what happened? Those prison doors came open, didn't they? Something started shaking and something started moving. And the Lord came in on the scene, and he will do it again. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment before thee and follow me. In prayer, the Lord can give us some spiritual direction, and we thank you for that. He can also help us to keep quiet and to be still, whatever he wants you to do. Prayer is very vital, and I appreciate God today. But you know, God gave a great deliverance for Peter, and he can give a great deliverance to us today. But are you willing to spend your time praying? Oh, Lord, help us today. I remember, I'm going to get back to Peter. But you know, I remember seeing this sign on our church bulletin board. It was there for many, 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 many days. And it said, pray more and talk less, or something like that. You remember seeing that? Yeah, that's important. We want to do business with God, and so we appreciate how God has been good to us. All right, 11. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Sometimes in answer to prayer, it seems like it happens so quickly and it's so wonderful that you have to kind of get a hold of yourself, because sometimes it happens fast and other times you have to wait a little bit longer. But it says to keep on praying. Don't give up. Pray on until the answer comes. Thank the Lord, and God is good. I believe we've been praying at this place here in Wichita, and God has been answering prayer, and I believe he wants to do even some more. So let us be encouraged and keep on praying, because prayer is surely vital, and we need it today. Amen. So God delivered Peter. At 13, as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she saw Peter's face, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. Thank the Lord. The Lord had done a great deliverance there. And they said unto her, thou art mad. So I'm telling you, sometimes it's hard to take it in, but it's still valuable. Keep on praying. But she constantly affirmed that it was so. Then said they, it is his angel. Notice 16, but what happened? But Peter continued knocking. When they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But the God in heaven that I recommend to you can do some astonishing things today in answer to prayer. So let us take renewed courage and pray on and realize this is our lifeline. We need to continue to exercise faith and prayer and belief, and the Lord is surely blessed. So he blessed Peter in answer to prayer. And I believe they had unity there that all goes along well together. So it's wonderful to read this account over there in Acts 12th chapter. All right, move on with me to Philippians 4. We're getting close to Philippians 4. We want to read that one, Lord willing. It's prayer and supplication. That's important that we want to read about that. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. All right. If someone has it, they can read it. I have it. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I had it just a moment. Thank the Lord. Philippians 4 and 6, and it reads, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. All right. And it goes on to tell us what to think on. But may the Lord encourage us today, because prayer is very, very important. All right. In Mark 9 and 26, we have an occasion there where Jesus rebuked the foul spirit and the dumb spirit. We're going to turn there, Lord willing, and we're going to read a little bit of that, and we're getting close. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us. Mark 9 and 26, and the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. When he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? 29. And he said unto them, this kind came forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Sometimes we couple fasting with prayer, and the Lord hears and he honors and he respects that. So may the Lord encourage us today. And this was good for us to remember sometimes when you're in a very difficult situation, that you couple that fasting with the prayer, and the Lord will surely bless you. And he can move the conditions. He changes people. He changes attitudes. He changes situations. He's a great God, and he's worthy to be prayed to. And he has great power for us today. So may we be encouraged. God is so good. Thank the Lord. All right. All right. Thank you, Lord. In James 5 and 14, we have a little scripture there. And then, Lord willing, we have something over in 2 Chronicles, I believe, we'll end with that. We'll turn here to James 5, 14 through 18, but we're not going to read all of it. We're just going to get the highlights, Lord willing. All right, here we are, 5 and 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Let him pray. Let him pray. I'm emphasizing that. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Amen. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. That is very wonderful. maybe I'll go ahead and read it. Excuse me. Confess your faults one to another. Sometimes our prayers are hindered because we don't confess our faults. We just try to cover over it and try to pretend like it's not there, but God knows it. May the Lord help us to confess our faults, to be honest, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. I'm going to take the liberty, and I don't think it's anything wrong with it. I don't think it only is talking about physical healing, but I believe it's whatever kind of healing that you need, mental, emotional, all of those go in there together, that you may be healed, that you may be healed from your sinful life and all of those things. I think it's all encompassing. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man does what? It availeth much. So that means it's very necessary and it's very valuable. Notice Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. He had probably infirmities. He probably had weaknesses. He probably had things, questions that he didn't understand, but he was able to be a powerful man. All right. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. I'm talking about the rain that comes down, that waters the elements that we need for the flowers to grow and all of that to grow. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. That's a long time, isn't it? Suppose we would go, they would say, well, they'll tell us how much the waterfall has been. That is not what I'm talking about. How much moisture that we've gotten. And if we're behind schedule or look like it's going to be a dry spell and look like a cloud is coming on the horizon, and they'll tell us all of those things or foretell it. But I want to tell you something. This was a long time, 3 years and 6 months. That's 3.5 years. And notice what happened. It didn't burn up. The elements didn't burn up. It didn't become a desert. 18. And he prayed again. I said, pray on until the answer come. If you find you're in a spiritual battle and it looks like it's brazen and it's dark and the dust is beginning to fly, and maybe you're beginning to say, Lord, when are you going to answer the answer my prayer? I have prayed. I've fasted. I've searched my life. I've done it all, dear Lord, and I'm still holding on by faith. But I want you to know, keep on holding on. Keep on praying. Pray it on through. Don't give up in despair. May the Lord help us. We don't want to faint. We want to pray on. This is our lifeline. This is like when you get gasoline in your tank and you say, oh, I'm going to get it later on. Well, I look at my gauge and I see I need to get some. One time I almost ran completely out of gas. I had money in my purse, but what happened? My mind, I forgot that I was going to get some gas, and I got close to the station. I thought, ooh, I may not make it in here, but I was so thankful when I drove that vehicle in there and I got that gas, and I got it and everything worked out. But it helped me to know, don't operate my vehicle so close to empty. But what about this? You want to, it's a little humorous, but I got a lesson, and this is what I'm going to tell you. Spiritually, you may pass by the altar. You may say, Lord, I need to do better. He might deal with you, and you may make some changes, but you don't come right on in and pray that prayer and get that heart right with God like you need to. You don't get it all cleared out, and then something could happen to you. You could be unprepared to meet that Almighty God when you could have prayed that earnest prayer, and you could have gotten more sincere about it. And those souls that you're praying for, pray on, Lord. And you know something? Seems like to me, sometimes when we're beginning to pray for certain ones, seem like they get a little bit worse, doesn't it? It seems like they get a lot worse. But let us not be discouraged. Keep on praying. Praying is vital. What else are we going to do? Just give up and let the enemy take over? No, we're going to keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand in behalf of the souls that are needing him. So we're thankful the Lord for the Lord. And this rain came on because Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, but he had the ability. He knew the importance of praying that sincere prayer, and the Lord answered prayer. So may the Lord encourage us today. It may not have been any fault of your own, but if you find that you're in a situation that needs prayer, utilize it. Get with it. Get busy. Don't be lazy. Be industrious, and the Lord will bless you. So may the Lord encourage us today. All right, we appreciate this example today. We appreciate all that the Lord has done for us. We're talking about sweet hour of prayer. It's a very valuable thing. We're just about finished here. I want to remind you and remind me, we want to turn over here. The last scripture, Lord willing, is going to be in 2 Chronicles 7. And this was, you know, Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord in his own house. He prosperously effected it. He did all of that. But let me tell you something. Read with me on the 11th chapter. And well, let me tell you, the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. I have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. 13, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Notice this scripture. If my people, I'm reading in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, this is not a Bible study. This may not be all the meaning for this scripture right here, but I want to remind you, we can pray for our land. We can pray for healing. We can pray for the church. We can pray for deliverance. The list just goes on and on. Prayer is the vital key for victory today. For success in God, remember the song that says, read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll do what? You'll grow, grow, grow. May the Lord help each one of you. We appreciate your time, your prayers, and we're thankful for the Holy Spirit that blessed us today to be able to deliver this message. My prayer is that this message will accompany you throughout this week, that the Holy Spirit will enlarge upon it, that it'll be so that you can get a hold of it, that the children can realize that it's valuable to pray, that the older ones, the middle age, all of us will say, Lord, we thank you. It's like a treasure chest. I can pray, Lord, and I'm able to be victorious. May the Lord bless each one of you is my prayers. Amen.